Hello.
Hello, this is Mike. We are conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary, very important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. What is your zip code?
48146.
Thank you. One moment. All right, moving forward. What is the year, the year of your birth?
1990.
Thank you. Okay, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you unable to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, didn't vote?
I think I voted, and I voted for Trump.
Just to confirm, you're saying Donald Trump, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? No, not a Spanish, Latino, or Spanish origin. Yes, Mexican American, Chicano, just Puerto Rican, just Cuban, just Dominican.
No, I'm white.
Okay, thank you. Just to confirm, what is your race? White, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian,
what?
Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern. Okay, Spanish region. You're saying white, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I believe I'm registered.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I will vote.
Thank you. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, voting by email, other?
Most likely in person.
Okay, voting in person early before election day, or voting in person on election day?
On election day.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
Like, everybody's got the same amount of power. I don't know how to answer that. Neutral or 10, I guess whichever way my statement would reflect.
I see. Just remember, we have to rate these on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10.
I'll say neutral.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year elections for presidents, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale for 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. So you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you haven't heard about people or groups, please indicate. So the first one. Gretchen Whitmer.
1.
you. Barack Obama?
One.
Tim Walt?
Say that again?
Yeah, Tim Walt.
Pretty sure I know who that is. A one.
Thank you. Mark Kelly?
Not sure who that is.
Okay, problem. Josh Shapiro?
Not sure who that is.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Eight.
J.D. Benz?
Seven.
Kamala Harris?
Zero.
Joe Biden?
Less than zero. Zero.
Okay, thank you. Now, what do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. Immigration, criminal justice and police reform, access to good jobs, better transportation systems, access to quality education, public safety including gun violence, affordable quality healthcare, protecting and expanding voting rights, abortion, affordable quality housing, reducing racism and discrimination, rising cost of living, climate change and the environment, none of the above.
Take three.
That's correct.
Healthcare, education, and immigration.
Thank you. Just one moment. Okay, moving forward. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president and Trump were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Trump.
Thank you. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but if assumed, she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, someone more motivated to vote, make no difference, someone less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
Make no difference.
Thank you. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, someone more favorable, making a difference, someone less favorable, or much less favorable?
Can you read that question again?
Absolutely. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, someone more favorable, making a difference, someone less favorable, or much less favorable?
Make no difference.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by allowing some veto or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by allowing some veto or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, someone describe her, only describes a bit, or really doesn't describe her. The first one, is someone young girls can look up to?
Doesn't describe her.
All right. So remember, well, yeah. No, doesn't describe. Okay, thank you. Is cell phone crime?
Doesn't describe her.
Thank you. Represents the AAPI community?
Undecided.
Okay. Fight for All of Us. Thank you. Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
Say that again.
Yes. Restricts right to the trans and LGBTQ community.
Restricts rights?
Right. Restricts rights.
Those subscriber.
Thank you. Cormorants with an iron first.
I can understand that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to be repeating back. Governance with an iron fist.
Neutral.
Okay, so just remember, the options are someone describe her, only describes a bit, or really doesn't describe her.
Only describes a bit.
Thank you. Is a strong black woman.
Is a strong black woman?
Correct.
Doesn't describe her.
Thank you. He's prepared to be president.
Does not describe her.
Thank you. Now moving forward, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you more favorable of Vice President Harris. Someone more favorable, someone less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference. The first one, Kamala is doubtingly referenced as Momola by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supporting presence she has been in their lives.
Makes no difference. Is that an option?
Thank you. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. Kamala started a program called a Pack on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
I'm sorry, can you read that one again?
Yes. Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offender the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
Somewhat favorable or neutral.
Okay, so remember the options are much more favorable, someone more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference.
No difference.
Okay. Kamala, for her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it's sex trafficking or revenge porn, she was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims.
Somewhat favorable.
Someone more favorable or someone less favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Thank you. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policy agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers.
Somewhat more favorable.
Thank you. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historical black university where she became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. We move forward now. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
What was the question?
Yeah. Again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year. Election for President, Congress, State, and Local Offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
Neutral.
Thank you. I know it's a long way out, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Terry Petty candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Trump.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris has pressure to act in the best interest of people like you, but a lot, some later, or not at all?
Not at all. I think you're asking me questions twice.
Right, and I understand that, so, but just to let you know, most of the time on these kind of surveys are going to be just in regards of your opinions, right? The questions are going to be just repeated, but we are almost ending, right? Just a couple of more questions, and this is going to be done, no problem. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you, by a lot, some leader, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to 3. Twitter, Network News, ABC, CBS, NBC, Family and Friends, Fox News, local newspapers, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, local radio, MSNBC, local TV news, national newspaper, CNN, Snapchat, other or none of the above.
Family and other.
All right, you said family and other, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Are you in a group chat for text communication with other? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in this group chat? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, not often at all. I don't use group chats.
I'm not in a group chat about it.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourselves independent, Democrat, or Republican?
Republican.
Sorry, one more time?
Republican.
Okay. Do you consider yourself as strong or known as strong Republican?
Not as strong.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Trade school.
You said high school, correct?
Trade school.
Okay. One moment. Are you married, and married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Engaged, living with my fiance, so living with a partner.
All right, just to confirm, remember we have, 5 options. Married, and married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow.
I guess it would be single at that point.
Okay, thank you. Are you the parent of guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Before taxes, probably $120,000. Or actually, between me and my fiance, probably closer to $160,000.
Okay, I see. Thank you so much for the answer. Well, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your time. Okay?
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay.